Baby squirrel, use a sexy motherfucker.
Give me all, attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless, ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone.
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You're in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show!
I want a blowhorn to combat with that.
Woo!
I need like a whole soundboard. And today we are joined with special guest, Brian.
Hey.
He's back in studio again.
Brian Sarvis, how you doing today, sir?
Good, good, good.
It's been ages. I feel like it's been a while since you've been here.
It has been. It's been a long time.
Well, it's interesting that we're playing Bruno Mars because Brian...
Is it?
No, because I remember, I think the last time Brian was with us, I don't know if we even recorded a Carol and Joe show, but...
Like he died or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the last time Brian was with us in our presence was, I remember the Bruno Mars CD came out and we all went to Best Buy or something to get it.
Was that really the last time?
Whenever that record came out.
This must have been a while then.
What's funny is I heard this coming on and I was like, what is this, Cool in the Gang or something?
I thought it was. The one reason when I first heard this Bruno Mars song, it reminded me of Cisco.
Cisco.
Just this one song this reminds me of Cisco. I don't understand why.
I don't know any of his other musics except for the Thong Song.
Cisco? Wait a minute. No, not Cisco. Jamiroquai.
Okay, because I was going to say there's a big difference right there.
There's a big difference.
I'm like, the Thong Song. Come on now. Bruno Mars reminds you of that.
Do you remember Jamiroquai?
Oh, yeah.
I remember him.
I just remember his crazy dance moves in the video.
I just remember Jamiroquai's hat.
Yeah, he had a big hat.
His hat was a crucial,
like the Mad Hatter hat.
Yeah. I feel like whatever happened to him?
What do you feel like, Joe?
Do
you feel like dancing?
I feel like this, you need to.
You want to wear your big hat?
You need to get that upbeat moment. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm waiting for the song to kick, so then we're gonna have Carolyn's news.
Oh, it's coming up soon.
It's coming up any moment now.
Any moment.
Here we go.
I can gather all the information.
There it is.
Oh yes, it's time for the news. Well, we're in March now, and that means March 30th, we're gonna be at Asbury Park Comic Con, New Jersey. We will invade you. We'll be inside you.
We will invade you.
Yes, Carolyn and Joe will be at Asbury Park Comic Con. And so will many other artists. And this time we're at the convention center on
nice.
The boardwalk.
Nice.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, it's an incredible venue. And there's going to be panels. It's going to be a whole extravagant day of comics and fun. So join us in the Jersey Shore on March 30th. And I don't have any other news for March. But in April, we're going to be at Awesome Con in DC at
yes.
the DC Convention Center. That's April 20th and 21st.
Yes.
And Phil Lamar is going to be there, so everybody has to be there.
Brian, are you going to go to Awesome Con? I don't know. Are you?
Maybe.
You know who might
we'll see.
You know who might be there? Cooney.
Cooney might
and
be there.
And also, he did say in a previous episode of the Carolyn and Joe Show that he would pay people 20 cents each to take a photo with them.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that.
Nice.
So, you know, you can be making money if you come to Awesome.
You can be making the big bucks, 20 man.
Cents. 20 cents,
20 cents
man.
A hug?
Exactly. So Cooney might be appearing. We'll have more details as that come out. But, man, that's like a great deal to be like hanging out with Cooney and you get 20 cents.
That's a great deal.
I mean, like, I don't know what you're going to do with that 20 cents, but you earned it.
So, Joe, I think
you've earned it.
Just since we're doing the whole news thing.
Yeah.
And maybe you should throw out a little shout out for Capella's film.
Oh, that's right.
You know, the world's listening.
The world is listening, ladies and gentlemen.
And the music's still playing. We
that's
got
right.
some news to cover.
Yes. For any of you who have heard of this band called Journey, name some hits.
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing.
That's or the hit I know.
Anywhere you want it, that
I know that way.
And that song, you know, you all know that their lead singer has, their original lead singer is what? He's passed away, he's gone, or what? I don't know what happened.
Yeah. How did he die?
I think he fell off a cliff and died.
He fell off a cliff.
What?
No, I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Did he fall off a Segway? That's how the Segway inventor died, by like riding his Segway off a cliff on accident.
That's horrible.
What a life.
Like, I think he was going to stop, and then
I mean, it's not like a Segway goes fast. You can just jump off.
I mean, that's what I've heard, you know? Like, so that's pretty sad, actually.
Well, basically, our one of our producers that we work with, her name is Capella. I don't want to drop more names, but you'll find out. But basically, her company, Defining Entertainment, produced the documentary that followed Arnell, who is now the new lead singer of Journey. Basically, following him based from the huts of the Philippines and the I don't know. I really don't know the history of Arnell, but now he's a Filipino hero because now he's the lead singer of Journey, and they found him, so to speak, like on YouTube singing like a what's it called, like a cover, you know, like, right. Journey covers with their own Filipino cover band, you know, and people in the Philippines, they love doing their karaoke and they love singing, so it's actually one of those great stories to see, like, how does he deal with it and all that cool stuff.
So,
and from the ground up, you get to see Arnell's journey, every man's journey.
Yeah, every man's journey.
I need to watch this film because, like, was the rest of the members of Journey just, like, cruising the internet one day being like, hey, man, let's see how people cover our songs. And then they found him and they're like, this needs to be our lead singer.
Yeah, that seems like, to be like how it happened.
But you'll find out if you watch the movie.
I want to watch it.
I think she said it premieres, what, March 8th? I'm not
sure.
Yes,
March
exactly.
8th, which is actually this Friday.
Yeah. So
it starts showing March 8th. And, I mean, you guys can, I mean, it should be playing every major city, but you gotta find that theater. I know, like, in D.C., it's playing at the West End, and over in Richmond, they're playing at the Bowtie Cinema. But one of the things that I know that Capella's always been striving for is that it's not playing in Baltimore, and all the filmmakers, the directors who made this film is from Baltimore,
right?
And this is a major motion picture that's documenting a major band and a major story. It's called, you know, it's called Every Man's Journey. There's another section to it, right?
What, in the title?
Yeah, it's
like a subhead.
Yeah, it's like Every Man's Journey, something like that.
I gotta get the card.
But I'm doing a horrible job promoting
Every Man's Journey.
Yeah, Every Man's Journey.
Check it out.
Google
it comes out Friday.
Yeah. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Cross reference Journey with Every Man's Journey,
yeah.
And you'll find it. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Let me go drop your mic real quick, but keep on talking.
Yes, I'm gonna talk while Joe drops my mic. I know the sound wasn't as great, but it will get greater.
Drop that mic, Joe.
Drop it like it's hot. Oh, there you go.
You guys are gonna cut.
I think I hear some shovels and rope in the background.
Yes. And actually, I realize that people start to call them show row. So kind of like Froyo,
it's,
I
like
guess.
People can't speak anymore. They're gonna shorten down everything.
I know, right? As if, like, you can't say frozen yogurt.
Right.
Froyo.
That's too much time.
But I do kind of like Shouro. It's kind of like an affectionate thing. It's kind of like, instead of saying My Chemical Romance, you say My Chem. It's kind of like this affectionate thing with the fans.
That sounds a little better, right?
I don't buy it.
You're going to steer, like, I'm still going to call them Shovels and Rope.
Yeah. I'm calling them what they're called.
Wait, so what's happening now? People are changing.
Talking about how everybody shortens everybody's names. Gives them,
like, you know, the
nicknames.
the real true fans of Shovel and Rope. I'm not saying that Brian's not a true fan, but the true fans of Shovels and Rope are now calling them Shoro.
That sounds so lame, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna, you know,
row your boats.
I'm not gonna say that it's not cool.
But then also, like, you know, people that don't know about them, what if you're just, like, talking on the subway and you're like, oh my god, I love this group, Shoro. But then, like, people are gonna be like, are they Japanese or something? I don't know what's going on here.
Man, that's just how it gets started. The next thing you know, that's what everybody calls them.
It's really...
I do like Shovels and Rope, though. I'm gonna be traditional, like
it's,
Brian.
It's really actually pretty crazy because I feel like our discovery of Shovels and Rope.
Shoro?
No. Not some Japanese.
I want some Shoro.
not some Vietnamese soup that we're getting here. No, but, like, it's really interesting because, like, when I first discovered Shovels and Rope, I had no idea who they were. And when all three of us actually went to see Jack White over in Centerville, Not Centerville. Sorry.
The other
Charlottesville. Charlottesville. Charlottesville.
I get confused all the time, too, because it's a C thing.
But down in Charlottesville, checking out Shovels and Rope, you know, I didn't know they were opening up for them. You know, I had no clue. You know what I mean?
Because we weren't there to see them.
Yeah.
We were there to see Jack Wood.
But it was one of those situations where the first thing was they're the opening act, right? And one of my first memories is that the opening act set up their own gear. You know what I mean? And then sound check their own work, their own instruments.
Right.
And then, you know, we get to see them. We're all like, oh, they're setting up their stuff. Oh, cool. And then the hilariousness of the funny part is then they have to get introduced that they're opening up. So it's like they set up their gear and then they walk away.
Right.
Then for 30 minutes and then come back and then play their instruments. It's like life of the opening act. You know what I mean? So because usually... I mean, that's why you do have those roadies, and that's why you do have those people set up the gear, so you get that mystique of like, oh my god, we haven't seen the band yet. But then, like, with Shovels and Rope, the sort of mystique is gone. It's sort of like you get that homegrown aesthetic. And also, it's just, you know, I don't know if they're in a relationship or not, or they're just bandmates, but, like, they you know, they alternate instruments, and they have, how would you describe their sounds? Like a down-home country...
It's very country-influenced, a little rock in there.
Yeah, a little rock.
A little bluegrass mixed in a little bit.
But their sound
sounds like hickory.
Yes,
sweet.
It smells
hickory.
Like twigs.
But it was like one of those, like, I don't know, like it's.
I mean that in the most loving way.
It does sort of like sound like it could be played like in the forest or a swamp. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I do. There's a lot of videos I've seen of them performing, and it's like either them in like a warehouse or like in the forest.
Right.
But they. There's like a realness about Shovels and Rope, their music, that really...
It's definitely, they got that country sound, but it feels like they got a good road sound, something you listen to when you're like driving down the country road or something, you know what I mean? Or
what's amazing to me, as a fan of country music, I can't really say modern country music as much, but as a... I really like to call myself a historian of 1990s country music, and also in the past, but specifically 90s.
Specifically 90s.
I will say that it's amazing that Shovels and Rope sounds more country to me than anything that they play on country music radio right now.
It's because everything on country now is like pop country.
It is, and it's not. I wouldn't even call most of it even country, to be honest with you.
Dude, it's all really straight up pop.
I mean, occasionally they'll throw in like a you know, steel guitar or something, and it's like, and then like the rest of it's all pop. But like to that extent, though. People are like, oh, that's all because of Shania Twain or something. You know, like...
It's all because of Shania?
And like, I don't know why it's usually her that's pinpointed, but then when I look back on, like, Shania Twain's music, I'm like, actually, you know, she does have pop hits, but she does have a country sound, at least, to the pop hits.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll defend Shania a little bit, but at least she can bring that sound to a greater public. But yeah, Shovels and Rope is like genuine country to me, but I don't know how they would like to be categorized. Have they ever described their music? Like,
I don't know. Have you, like, because you,
have you, did, heard you any interviews
did you research about, did you research Shovels and Rope, Brian? Like afterwards, or you just like download their songs for free?
No, I just found their songs and downloaded them.
We bought the album though.
Yeah.
We met them. Did you see, were you there for that?
Yeah. I talked to the girl.
Hell
the
yeah.
Lead singer girl.
She's cool, man.
Yeah.
Then, you know, like, it was a real cool feeling was to see their journey, so to speak, I guess, because...
Their journey. Every man's journey.
Yeah, they're every man's journey. because, like, all of a sudden, they were on David Letterman.
Like, were they? I didn't even know they were on David Letterman.
Yeah, it was on David Letterman.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
That was, like, in, like, January, nice. January 30th, and I saw that. I was like, what the fuck? They're on awesome. Letterman. How did that happen? You know what I mean? It was like, what? Are they bigger than they... perceived to be, right. You know what I mean? It was one of those things, and they played, like, you know, they played like the same song they opened up for. I forget the name of the song, but
right.
but it's like when that happened, I was like, holy crap, that must have been going so fast. Because I remember when, you know, I'm not good with names, but I remember when the female singer, the lead, mm-hmm. the girl in the group of the boy in the girl group,
right?
because I think I asked her like, holy, like, you know, how was it being on the show where she was. Like, did you have a good time performing? Well, I said something lame like that, but she was like, yeah, we were just sitting at a bar one time, like last week, and they're like, hey, guys, you want to open up for Jack White? And they're like, yeah, we got to. You know what I mean? So it was almost like when I heard that story from her own mouth, it was sort of like they were playing and then they're just hanging out. And then all of a sudden they open up for Jack White. And then 2-3 months later, they're on David Letterman. It's like, it shows you like...
It's how it works.
Yeah. It's like one of those things. It's like you just all of a sudden, bam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just get seen by the right person. And I always feel like that's really how it is when... Like there's a lot of hard people working like hard, you know, like working their asses off trying to be the best they are, the best they can be. But if right. no one's seen them.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they say, it's all in who you know.
Yeah. Or you have to be in the right place at the right time.
Well, Shovels and Rope is supported by the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Yes.
All of us are fans. That was like my favorite discovery of 2012, of last year.
I agree.
Like, out of the whole year.
As you know, far as music goes, definitely.
Yeah, well, not even just music, but, like, everything, really. You know, you just, like, discover stuff, and you look back on, like, that year and be like, oh, that was new for me.
Right.
So, like, I feel like that was a big discovery for all of us. They have great music. We dig Charlottesville. I mean, I know they come to Charlottesville, like, a few times, though. I saw the rest of their tour schedule. They did come back.
That sort of makes me feel like, is, like, Charlottesville, like, is that, like, a country territory?
Yeah.
You mean Seaville?
What?
That's what they do.
I mean, we might as well show
Now you're going to show-row that?
I'm going to show-row Seaville.
That's so
you can't even pronounce the whole thing. Okay, Brian. But yeah, like, aren't they from? But aren't they from North Carolina? Shovels and Rope.
I thought they're from Tennessee, Nashville. But then they're on that. You know, they're like, what's next to Tennessee, Nashville?
Maybe one of them are from
Carolinas.
I did hear something like one of them was from Carolina, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Maybe one's from North Carolina, one's from Tennessee.
One's got to be from one of those. But yeah, like when I saw them on David Letterman, that was definitely one of those moments of just like. I don't know, it made you sort of wonder that like how fast things can really go once you sort of make it.
Were you just watching David Letterman and saw him, or did you like look them up online to see if they were
there? I think what happened was I saw it on because I followed him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then, you know, I guess I wasn't, you know, I don't like to spend a lot of time on Facebook because it's lame. But all of a sudden I saw like they posted like thanks for watching us on David Letterman, y'all. It was a dream come true or something like that.
Right.
And I was like, what? You're on David Letterman? So like I definitely went down. Yeah, and you know you can find it online. And you know who else was on David Letterman before like the guest was Alison Brie.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I missed that.
So I was like, that's an awesome show. Alison Brie, Shovels and Rope.
I'm going to have to look that up.
You got
to
look that up.
I'm going to actually use that promotion technique online, too.
What's that?
Thanks for watching me on David Letterman, y'all. Just like post a link to something.
Because I remember when we had that. Remember when we had that? We used to promote.
We were on Larry King Live.
Yeah, we used to promote that. And then people were like, oh my God, you were on Larry King Live?
We were.
It's like really.
It was April Fool's joke, but we totally were. I drew it. I drew a 4-page story of us being interviewed on Larry King Live.
But I feel like so many people can like really in this day and age can just lie to get fame and then success.
We're not lying. We were really on that.
No, but I'm not saying that we. I'm not saying we weren't on Larry King Live. But I'm saying that like I bet there's people out there that you legitimately they could lie to get in, but they still got to hold. You know,
that's the thing. With the research tools you have today, people immediately, if they smell bullshit, they'll immediately start researching it intensely.
So they can call you out
and tell you about how horrible of a person you are.
I like how Brian's doing this little typing thing.
I was doing a typing with my fingers.
He's researching.
That was my research gesture.
I just realized I had the echo on your vocal.
Dude.
Whoa.
It was kicked up a little bit. That's why it has a little bit of a spring back. I was like, wow, why is it more airy than before?
When I hear that, I think of in Ed Wood in the beginning when that guy's like prophesizing or whatever, you know, he's like, I will tell you your future.
Oh, yeah, blah, blah.
That's what it reminds me of when I hear future. That. Or something that Vincent Price should have been on a show or something. You hear that kind of effect.
Vincent Price, man, that guy's voice. Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Can we do a show where like our voice is just totally altered, like all of ours?
We did have.
Can you do that?
Because we do have a pitch. What's it called?
Oh, like an Alvin and the Chipmunks thing. Know. But can you make it like really dark and mysterious, being like?
Because we got this one.
The dark side.
Double. We can do like a double trick.
Hello.
But there's also
Can you make me sound like Darth Vader?
Let me try to find the. There's a pitch shift in here. Check, 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 check. Hello? There's a pitch shift. I had it before.
Can you like? Just, oh no! It was the Satan one. Remember, check, we were like, check, "This check, is Satan." Check, you're check. Talking to yo. Satan.
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, yeah. Like sounds like actually, Eminem now.
Yeah.
I like the Satan voice the best, actually.
Check, 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 check. Check. Oh, I'll figure it out later. Still okay, all these new tools in a new studio. That's where we gotta try to figure that out.
That's right.
I think so, we should do like a podcast from hell.
We should.
And then like
every episode is a podcast from hell.
What you need to do is do an episode where y'all do a little rap bit and check. Then do all the check. Effects when you're rapping.
So Brian, it's been a while since you've been here on the show. What's new, man?
Nothing.
Because it feels like for some reason it doesn't feel like it's been a long time since you've been on the show. And I swear right. to God, it's probably I say the same thing every single time that you're on. I'm just like, man, it's been a while since you've been here, Brian.
Is this your first episode of 2013?
This is my first episode of 2013, I believe.
Gosh. See, because I think the Bruno Mars.
How long have
record...
y'all been here now?
We've been here since October.
That's right. Yeah, so it's definitely been my first of 2013.
Because the Bruno Mars CD, I think, came out in November. So that's probably your last episode. I don't know. I wasn't keeping full track. But
it's been a while.
Been about 4 months, 3-4 months.
Yeah.
So let's get into movie talk then, Brian. Movie talk. Have you been paying attention to the movies so far? You've been watching, you watched the Oscars. How do you think Seth MacFarlane did on the Oscars?
I actually thought he did a really good job.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. Like, when you started, like, there's lots of moments, I don't know, there's, like, immediately, you know, I was a little plugged in on social media that day because, like, there's a lot of, on Facebook, there's a lot of people saying, like, fuck the Oscars, I'm gonna watch Walking Dead instead. You know All what right. I mean? And, like, and then people are making comments about, like the bullshit of the Oscars and you know, I'm not gonna lie, there's probably a lot of bullshit in the Oscars.
Yeah,
and
there's, for sure.
Just like anything else. But and people are like saying, you know, if Kubrick and Hitchcock never got an Oscar, then I think it's totally bullshit.
Who
I
remember, said that, Todd?
No, RC said that. I can picture Todd. I can picture Todd saying Todd. Our filmmaker friend Todd saying that.
Well, let's put it this way: all those people are like, "Oh, screw it, I'm gonna watch Walking Dead." Well, apparently it was all past their bedtime because Walking Dead comes back on at midnight.
No,
so
that's
after
exactly,
the Oscars, you can watch.
That's
it.
Exactly you didn't have what
to
I was miss saying.
I don't want people to spoil.
I was like, doesn't anyone, everyone?
Well, then
know
stay
that?
Off your freaking computer.
They
and...
can't. They're addicted.
Do you think the Oscars? I mean, now I know it's whatever. Been 2 weeks? Has it been 2 weeks since the Oscars?
Something like that.
Something like that. From
time
this
gets
thing.
Lost.
But do you actually? Does it still have weight? Like in your perspective? I mean, like to get an Oscar in your perspective. I mean, I have my own opinion, and my opinion's always evil.
You mean like if I got one?
Well, see, that's the one thing that was my answer to everything. Was right. like people were like, I don't care about Oscars. Oscars are bullshit. And then my answer, my tweet back was like, yeah, until you get nominated for one.
Well, let's put it this way.
Yeah, then they'll care.
Regardless,
any award actually.
If you're in an industry, such as a film industry, and they have an organization that recognizes your peers, recognize you for some work that you did. You know, your whole congregation recognize you. I think it's a pretty cool thing.
Because
it's really
not just a bunch of nobodies that are voting. This is actually like,
right?
These are people in the
the
motion. Who does the voting for the Oscars? Isn't it? But like it's basically
the
like
Academy.
Yes, the Academy. But it's basically
they want to thank the Academy.
Yeah, but the Academy and all the people who vote, those are like
filmmakers.
Those are like Brad Pitt, and those are those people. You know what I mean? Those are your
That's
town.
The first one you could think
That's
of.
The first one.
That is Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Those are the Brad Pitts. But
he
isn't
is.
It?
He's a whole Academy all to himself.
No, but isn't that true? It is like, you know, your peers, your real peers.
Yeah,
that's not some bullshit.
That's what I would assume. But, you know, I mean, you're still being recognized in your industry for something that you did well. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it always feels good.
I remember at my old workplace that so many of my other coworkers would be like, all these design awards and AIGA awards, that's just a major pissing contest. Like, I remember that quote. And then I even said the same thing. I was like, yeah, until you get nominated. Yeah. And then you'll care. And then, like, you know, that coworker, like, smiled and she's like, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's
because
they haven't
won
anything,
that.
So they're like,
they're like, oh,
nobody acknowledges
respected.
Me for my hard work. But then when you do get acknowledged, it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I've never been acknowledged for any one of my hard work, and I'm, you know, maybe I am at that point where I don't care, but I will care if I get nominated.
That's bullshit, man. We got acknowledged.
When?
When we, I mean, it wasn't real acknowledgement, but we got acknowledged when we won the undergrad.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Undergrad
yeah.
film.
I still take that to heart.
It was something.
I mean, we're the best, you gotta get what you can get, you know?
No matter what, I always feel like we're the best film that of that whatever show we're part of. There's just so much politics involved.
There is. That's always gonna be the case, but I feel like it was just weird
for me to, you know, and I like The Walking Dead. I just finished the second season of The Walking Dead. Great. You know, it's fine. They didn't leave the farm forever, but it just felt so juvenile for people to go like it was the same thing with the Grammys, I feel right. like, where people were...
I don't care about it.
Yeah, there's so many people just not caring. Like, all the real musicians don't even pay attention to the Grammys. But I feel like everyone's just sort of backhand comments that, like, it's like if you get any award, most likely, unless you've already gotten the award before, you know, I feel like people do care.
Well, I didn't watch the Grammys, actually, but...
It's all right. I was watching for Jack White.
But you know.
Tore it up.
You know what, awesome. Though? This past year's Grammys was watchable and good, but I think the year before it, I don't think I bothered with it because Whitney Houston died right before it, and it was like this whole like sad thing. And then they're like, oh, tribute to Whitney, all of a sudden that they threw in there, and it was just like this whole thing about Whitney Houston. And, you know, I was just like, I'm not going to bother watching that. Like, they turned it into a semi-spectacle.
There always is that section of the award show where it's like in memoriam of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this was like, died at the hotel, like right next door, like the host hotel.
She died a couple days before. So they had to like rush memorial service?
And it was like this whole thing of like, you know, honestly, I don't know why she died specifically, but I know it was in a bathtub and she drowned.
It's probably cocaine.
You know, I don't, but I don't
know. It has to be cocaine.
She obviously had some demons to battle, but like, you know, I don't know if it was suicide or an overdose or what, but it was kind of like this whole like, oh, pity me in my life. And then everyone was talking about her life at the Grammys and this and that. And it's like, to me, that like disregarded anything else that happened that whole year for the Grammys. I don't even know who won that year. And it was all like this, like Whitney Houston tribute thing. And I didn't really appreciate, you know, I don't know if she meant to do it, but
I don't appreciate
that she died. Her death took the limelight out of all those Grammy winners. Seriously, I would actually be kind of a little bit like, you know, hey, you took the spotlight off.
What's the deal, Whitney?
But this year I felt the Grammys was like, you know, focused on the music, on more of like a music, which was good. I don't, you know. There's some people that I don't know why they're there, like Chris Brown or something. But
fuck Chris Brown.
I don't want to get on punch that rant again. You know, he's probably like the worst citizen ever, and he happens to be from Virginia, which is horrible. I mean, like,
he's a real American hero.
You know, and I don't really want to get into it, but now they're like, him and Rihanna are back together, and I'm like, what is up with, like, who's dumber? Come on.
Okay, I'll say the moment that where Seth MacFarlane won me over on the Oscars, mm-hmm. It was probably the first joke. When he said about
was he like, this is what all y'all were worried that I was gonna do or something?
No,
it wasn't the first joke.
It was the Tommy Lee Jones comment.
Like, now, see if I can get him to smile.
Yeah. Now let's see if we get like Tommy Lee Jones a smile. Right. You know, now begins the challenge to get Tommy Lee Jones a smile. And they cut to him and he's laughing. I was like, oh, you won it already. You know what I mean? I was just like, wow, he just went right for it.
My favorite joke was the church one.
Where he was, what was the church one? There was like the,
he was like, more people are praying in here than they do in church.
he was just knocking out. But then also I feel like he still had the ability to bring in the, Seth MacFarlane still had the ability to bring in the classiness of
and,
the Oscars.
You know, with a song about boobs.
That was classy. I so should have started this show with that song.
Next time.
I see your boobs. We saw your boobs.
Yeah. They named like everybody except for Jennifer Lawrence.
And they did name Jennifer Lawrence.
But they said that she hasn't.
Yeah, and then then Jennifer Lawrence does like the yes. Right. What do you think about Jennifer Lawrence? Are you guys fans of Jennifer Lawrence already?
I haven't seen any of her films.
Yes, you have. You saw X-Men First Class.
Who was she in that?
Right. She was Mystique.
That's right.
Oh, well, she was wearing like makeup full on, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not the whole time.
I don't know.
This is the Hunger Games chick, right?
Yeah.
She also was in The Winter's Bone. Winter's Bones?
Winter's Bones.
The Peter Jackson. Playbook.
Something of, oh, the Lovely Bones.
Lovely Bones.
Lovely Bones. The what winners, would I say? The Winner's Bones? Isn't that the Winner's Bones?
I only know because the book, I think my mom read it.
Was she in the book? Was Jennifer Lawrence was in the book?
No, I don't think so. But I have not seen her films, I guess, except for the X-Men one, but I don't really remember her in that.
So. Now, I did spend a significant amount of time listening to Jennifer Lawrence interviews while working on my computer, and I have to say, she is pretty delightful at a certain time. She.
What happened during those? I've heard so many people say how like charming I guess she is, and then even like two ladies at the gym were like, "Did you see her videos? She's so great. I love her."
See, there's the thing. There's a realness. Like in my perspective, there is a realness about Jennifer Lawrence. How like even when she flipped off the crowd during her press release or press junket after the Oscars, her tripping. Her sort of spontaneity
she tripped
the fuck down,
yeah,
man.
She did.
That would have been a splat if there was no stairs.
At least she was
Hugh
like,
Jackman came running to save her.
Yeah,
but
he's like, I'm.
She called herself out though, which was good.
Yeah, but see, it's like it's those moments that make her feel like bulletproof because like she tripped in front of 6 billion people.
That's what everybody's thinking. Don't trip. When
and
they
she
go
fucking
up there.
She splatted the fuck down, she man. Did. And like, but also that's that sort of power that she has. It's like. Because there's moments where I saw her on David Letterman, and then she brought up a picture of like a photo that was to me that was clearly her butt, but it was like this big fat ass, mm-hmm. you know. But it was, I mean, because there was a time where I guess she was saying that she was like bigger, you know what I mean? That she was bloated,
right?
You know, and yeah, she brought in photos basically that said that showed off, yeah, like that's me, and it's like what celebrity or what actor and actress just showcases that like in front of millions of people, saying like. Yeah, I know. I look fat then. And yeah, in that picture, I'm fat too. But that is not my butt. And that's clearly her butt. You know what I mean? It's
she's like, now I'm in Hollywood and I stick my finger down my throat.
Yeah.
After every meal.
But it's like that. It's like moments like that where it's like she gets the circus. You know what I mean? It's like because a lot of people will end up hiding, usually hide their appearance and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, she's like a real actress. I mean, I guess she's an Oscar award winner, so now she's a real actress, you know what I mean? But I mean, I guess she's always been that, but it's like having that ability, because how are you supposed to take her down now? You know, how do you...
can't. She's like in the pocket of everyone now.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's like, she's America's sweetheart. And she's like a fiercer Reese Witherspoon.
And like comedy-wise, she was like, and like just... She went toe-to-toe with David Letterman, man. Like, it just felt like, you know, Letterman would say a comment and she'll go right back. You know, she's like, she'll be part of it.
I need to actually watch her interviews then because I haven't seen any of them. But it almost felt like the day after the Oscars, everyone was just talking about her press junket.
She flipped off the press. I mean, she stole it.
I don't know how I feel about her flicking off the press, though. I haven't seen it, but
she said she didn't know. I mean, it's her first time. She said
she didn't know
like that was gonna be it's gonna start right then as soon as she walked in.
Right.
So how did it happen? She just walked in and flicked them all off.
Yeah.
What?
But that was like I believe that was even before walked into her spot.
Right, just was like fucking around with them, joking.
Yeah.
Why do people think that that's charming though? Like,
is that not charming?
I feel like 10 years ago that would have been considered obscene. Well, like, I mean, Sinead O'Connor or something.
It's still obscene, but it's just like after a person falls. I'm like, what else can you do? You know what I mean?
I guess flick everyone off.
So does she just get this overnight success because of Hunger Games or what?
What? It's not overnight success.
No. Not overnight.
Remember, she was already nominated.
She won for Silver Linings Playbook.
But that's right. Well, I didn't see that movie, but...
I didn't see it either.
I really didn't see much of anything that won at the Oscars, to be honest with
you.
I haven't seen Argo. Nope.
But we haven't seen Argo.
I want to see Argo. I would say that
I didn't see Life of Pi.
I was not upset with any of the winners, though.
Right.
Like, I felt like everything worked out. I was, you know, I was for Ben Affleck to win that, I was great.
You know what, though? For animation, I really...
Paperman won?
I was happy with Paperman, but I really do feel like Wreck-It Ralph's a better movie than Brave.
Wreck-It Ralph got cheated, man. Maybe that was the one part I was upset.
I'm still like okay with Brave, though. I'm not like upset about it. I just feel like Wreck-It Ralph was so much a better, tighter story. But I guess like from a cinematic point of view, I can see how Brave is like cinema. Well, and then Wreck-It Ralph's more like entertainment.
Well, here's the thing. Like every year at the Oscars, there's always going to be that one person that sort of like makes... headlines or whatever. Like, I felt like last year a lot of people were like, oh my god, Rooney Mara or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Because of her performance. And then Meryl Streep wins, of course. And oh yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, so to speak, had like a feud, like a fake feud with because she won at the Golden Globes before, or this year. And then she's like, oh, she said something like, oh, this should really say like something about like, oh, Meryl Streep, in your face Meryl Streep or something like that. Right. And then people are like, oh my god, there's a feud building and stuff like that. But yeah, Jennifer Lawrence has been around. It's just not like a...
I don't remember really seeing or hearing anything about her until that, because there was, you know... The Hunger Games, I saw it. It sucked.
I didn't see The Hunger Games at all.
Or I thought it did.
I actually, based on your opinion, since I hold you in high regard, I probably will not see Hunger Games, you know, based on your opinion.
Everybody was...
What is The Hunger Games about, Brian?
Everybody read the book, so were all into it because of the book before the movie came out. That's usually how it works.
Did you read it?
No, I did not read the book.
So how did you watch this movie?
I didn't know anything about this movie. My friend Jessica was like, she had read the books, and she was like, will you go see this movie with me? I'm like, yeah, whatever, I got nothing to do.
What is it? So, yeah, so what was it? What is Hunger Games about? I don't read it, so I have no clue.
It's craptastic.
No, is it like people killing other people?
Yeah, it's...
Is there something about like hunger in it?
Yeah, there's a lot of hunger going on. No, it's just like a society of people that, you know, you have like this poor society, and then you have the poor and the rich, and...
Is it like rich people hunting the, like,
no,
abducted kids?
No. People get like, I guess you can volunteer, or you get picked through a lottery to go in to this habitat that's enclosed to fight. So there's like 20 some kids, and they all got to fight each other to the death till there's one left.
See, I think that's stupid.
And this is a 3-part series?
Yeah.
So like when the end of this first one, there's still like more to be fought, or
no. They fight and then the girl and the guy.
Boy, spoiler alert.
Whatever.
Just tell me we're not I'm probably not going to watch this movie.
Right.
Unless it shows up on FX or something like that.
So basically you have a guy.
Is there a love story
yeah,
in this?
Yeah, there's a wannabe love story
Let me guess, and then somehow they have to kill each other.
Right, of course. They go into the dome together.
Wait, Jennifer Lawrence's character replaces her sister or something like that?
Yeah, her sister got picked in the lottery, and she volunteers to take her sister's place.
What do they win in this lottery?
I don't know what the hell they win.
So wait, is it like an honor to be a fighter? Or people don't really want to be
picked? People don't want to do it because you're going to die.
So it's like Lords of the Flies.
Yeah, it's like, you know... The rich, it's like back in the Roman times, the rich using the gladiators for sport kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like,
but is it modern day, or?
Yeah, it's modern day. Fi, yeah, it's like in the future. Sci-fi.
Why don't you say science fiction?
Because.
Too many syllables.
Yeah, I'm just too lazy for that. I'm an American. Yeah, but when... I don't know. I didn't read the book, so it kind of ended. Obviously, this 3-part series. So
did Jessica say it was pretty close to the book, or she was just like, no?
You know, I don't really remember. But so it just kind of ends, and you're just like, there was all this buildup. It was really slow, and there's no payoff, obviously, because it's, you know, and there really wasn't that much buildup, but there was something building up to where it's like, you know, maybe this could be a halfway decent story. I don't know. But then they just kind of cut you and leave you hanging.
Was there like... action moments? Like, was there like action pieces? Or like, oh my god, someone got chopped their head off? Or
there was
action. Is there violence in it?
Yeah, there's violence.
Is there like ultra violence, or is it just normal violence?
Not ultra violence.
Just like death?
Just normal violence.
Dude, is there like big death pieces?
What about UV rays?
No, there's no like... There's no like new Rambo where you need to get a 50 cal blow on somebody's head into pieces or nothing like that.
What do they do then? They're in a forest?
Is that they're in... you know, it's vague.
Have you actually heard of I heard it on Coast to Coast. This episode scared the shit out of me. I was like lying awake in the dark with my eyes open in bed. But there is this real league of like rich people. Then they go to like this camp thing where like abducted people homeless people are taken, and the rich people go out and shoot them and hunt them. There's a real thing.
You remember that movie?
What?
Who was in it?
Hostel?
My brother was telling me that there is a movie. Like,
there is a
similar
movie.
I don't
where
know the name of it.
A guy, they hunt men for sport or whatever. I can't remember.
It's Hostel, right?
No, but they were like kids, though. A lot of them were like kids. And I was like, I don't know. What? Well, I don't. It might have been the same movie because my brothers told me about it. But
well, this movie came out in like the 90s or something. It was old.
But all these like high-end people and like politicians and like high-end people that even people that you wouldn't even think would do this like are apparently members of this right. club. And I'm like, what? Why would you? Like, that's like honestly, that's sick.
Like, yeah, I don't really know how true that is, but
that's you
know,
what,
it's probably
I mean,
true, man. It's probably
it could
true.
Be. I don't know. It's still murder either which way you slice it. So I don't know how you can watch people making a club to get away with murder, but
I guess it's not necessarily a club, but it's like a I don't know what it is, but it's.
It's the Freemasons.
it's the Freemasons.
But they've been doing it for centuries.
Is that what the Freemasons do?
I don't know what
it's undisclosed. They do everything behind closed doors.
They build
doors.
The country.
Everything behind closed doors.
Have you been to the Masonic Temple, Brian?
No.
Oh, man, we need to go.
Not.
We need to go.
Is that really what the Freemasons do? They sacrifice? They're like a cult?
No. But, like, we don't know really what they do. Cause
if we don't know what they do, it's a cult.
You can't go to a meeting unless you're a Mason. So we don't know.
You know what? I did a shoot in a Freemason building.
You did?
And like I remember, like there being like these crazy symbols on the
Egyptian
wall,
Egyptian stuff.
Yeah, too. And I was like, "What the fuck? What's going on here?" This looked like something out of like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah,
like when they have like logo, like these weird ass like symbols and color schemes.
They're the ones that built this country,
are they?
Yes,
yeah.
I. They
did. All the leaders yes. of this world were
George
Freemasons.
Washington. George Washington was a Freemason.
So you're saying the Freemasons are like the Illuminati?
Yes,
basically.
That's
now,
amazing. I want to join this group.
I do too, but women are not allowed. I also want to say that like I highly do recommend if you're ever in Alexandria, Virginia or Northern Virginia, D.C. area to take a trip to the Masonic Temple.
Is that that's a Freemason building?
Yes, it's their temple.
So they just up but
you've
they
seen
do,
it before. It's on the King Street Metro station, that giant building.
But here's the thing though, if they do things behind closed doors, why would they have like a giant temple that's just, hey, here we are. Behind closed doors.
Well, that's
because when I went to
their headquarters.
Because when I went to when I went to have that shoot at the Freemason building, like it was like underground, man.
I'm sure they have tons of other stuff and tunnels underground, but that's where their main headquarters is. So it's like maybe they do things in secret, but they're public about it, even more evil.
Well, can you Wikipedia like Freemason and they'll just tell you the whole history? And like,
yes.
And they run the whole universe.
Yes, it's all there.
There's one in each country, even in the Arab nations.
Well, you guys can actually join it.
We can? With a fee, right?
I'm sure.
With a fee.
But actually, they're against...
Human sacrifice.
They're kind of against... Yeah. A lot of Catholics are against them, actually, so...
That's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's fun to be against something. You gotta be against something in your life.
Yeah.
Freemasons. I wanna start your own cult.
It was really interesting, because I actually went
Is
there...
Is that against the law?
No. I went there with my friend, and we were basically like, so let's just start our own thing and make our own little symbols and just, like, have meetings and, like...
So I saw, like, two-headed snake or some, like, a pharaoh head stuff that was happening
on
it.
Yeah, there's a whole room upstairs that's, like, a pyramid with, like, just hieroglyphics on the wall, and then there's one room that has like
those are the guys
5,000 different coins that are Masonic coins.
They're probably like the people who decide like the Oscar winners. They're like the final.
They're like Ben Affleck can join now. Ben Affleck can join now.
They are the Academy. Ben Affleck.
Right. Ben Affleck is now Freemason, and so is Jay-Z and Beyonce. She's the honorary female.
You know what?
Like you guys should I should take you guys there. If you're not, I don't know what your schedules are. Are you working also on Friday or on Saturday and Sunday?
Yep. Well, I mean, it's one of those situations where it's like,
well, one weekend.
I feel like
Brian's
I feel like
it will inspire you for movies.
I mean, probably it's like the skulls or something like that.
It is.
It is like Eyes Wide Shut, and they do like sacrifices.
Actually, it inspired me for graphic design.
I feel like at this point that I just want to start my own cult.
Do it.
Where do you get the name Freemasons? Were there Masons that you need to free?
There is a history behind it. It has something to do with, I think,
Mason.
Actual masonry. Or maybe it's... look it up.
What? With who? What?
With like
masonry.
Yeah, like
what is
masonry? Like brick building, you know?
So
like
they
their logo has like tools.
Oh, so it's like free work.
I don't think it's free work, but
well,
I think
it says free
music. Has to do something with them being the first to build something. I don't know. Look it up. I'm not sure.
They also made up the streets in D.C.
I really want to
know. Which
is
like a pentagram, if you actually look from above.
I really want to know how they created like America. I mean, how do you create that?
The internet. You can look.
Apparently, they made the dollar bill, all the symbols on the dollar bill, and all that stuff.
Yeah, like
The people at home don't want to look at the internet right now if they're listening to us. I want to know how this begins. So that's what that symbol is on the dollar bill.
Call in, Joe. Give him the number to call in. Take our callers now.
Is that really what that stuff stands for? Like all those weird symbols.
If you
want to
join our cult, call.
Is that really what the symbols stand for? Like on the dollar bill, that's a Freemason stuff.
They
that's
say why it's a lot of the.
You
Freemason
guys are
stuff.
You guys are telling me like, oh, I'm supposed to know all this Freemason shit.
No, that's what they say. Like the eye and the pyramid, and I don't know. I don't have a dollar bill on me, but there's
who has a dollar bill anymore?
There's a bunch of different symbols. That apparently originated from them. They had the same symbols in, like, what she was talking about in the temples and other places. You'll see the same symbols there.
That's what it's all about, man.
I don't know. I watched some History Channel thing on it, but
it's like
pretty
the Bible.
It's pretty interesting, but it was a while ago that I watched it.
Is this like a positive or a negative? Are they known for good or bad?
They're known for good.
Yeah, they're known for
good.
They
do a lot of charity work.
Oh, so it's not like an evil cult.
Well,
like
they get a lot of, like... conspiracy theories against them about how they're like the secret society that controls the whole world and the government, everybody in politics, they're like behind it all. That's what people
theorize
and conspiracize
about.
That's
awesome, man.
But
is there like, could you find like a list of every Freemason person on the planet?
Probably not.
Ooh,
I don't even know if you can find a single list. You probably only find a list of the people that are dead that were Freemasons.
Do people have like little pins that people wear or something like that? They're like, oh,
I got one in the gift shop.
They get branded, dude. No, I don't know.
Burned at the...
I got a Freemason pin at the gift shop.
Do they have... What does it look like?
It's the logo that has a G for George Washington with the tools around it.
That's what it is?
Yeah. It's their logo.
Does it have like a shape, like a triangle or something like that? A pyramid?
It's the hammer and sickle, dude. It's Russia.
Yeah.
That's a good logo, man. I've never been
it's
to Russia.
It's actually really awesome.
How much you bet that's where all the Freemasons are from is Russia?
They aren't.
Are you looking at
America. Well,
apparently they're like everybody that signed the Declaration of Independence was a Freemason.
Holy crap.
They're the ones that created
They were like the main group of main major players back in the day that started America.
You're talking like I'm supposed to know about the secret society or something.
You should know.
You should know.
No, I should not know.
Well, we
why
should
am I expected?
You
know, I'm not taught Freemasonry in high school.
Because they don't want you to
keep
know.
It a
yeah,
secret.
So I don't know. I need to find these questions, and I'm not going to go and search answers. I want this thing live
so,
on the air.
But Brian, do you believe in all of the conspiracies against them, or what's the deal with that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know these guys personally.
don't you think it adds to their mystique and their
mysteriousness? It totally adds to it.
It's like, man, I wonder what goes on behind there.
We know exactly what goes on there. First things first, they fix the Oscars.
They sacrifice the lamb.
They do all the voting for us. Like that's where like the presidential college or whatever it is, where all the final votes are done.
Well, it's interesting because
they say
that in the meetings you are not allowed to talk about politics and religion.
Yeah, but that's just a trick, because everything becomes politics and religion.
Yeah, so then I'm like, so what do they talk about? Gardening? Like, I don't know what goes on there.
You talk about plotting and destroying the land. How do we take over this world even further?
Yeah, but see, they can't. They're not even allowed to talk about that.
How do we know? I've never been to a meeting.
Well, that's what I've heard when I took the tour.
By the way, these Freemasons.
I would love to go back there because I didn't bring my camera, and I should have because I would like to take pictures of the Egyptian stuff. It was actually pretty marvelous. I think, living in D.C., like, I've grown accustomed to being able to visit a lot of the museums for free. Like, the Smithsonian stuff. I mean, other stuff like the Spy Museum you have to pay for, but, and I think also, actually, the Masonic Temple you have to pay for. You do.
So, do we know a history of the Freemasons before the show ends?
I'm reading it right now.
Right before the show ends, we need to get a quick breakdown of. So, everyone at home needs to know what a Freemason is. Because I guarantee.
There's no way you're going to actually
answer
it. Hold on,
but I guarantee that there's people out there. There's people out there that have no idea what a Freemason is, and we're going to let them know right now. Come on, Brian, real quick.
I mean, it's basically...
it's a cult? Just it is. Is it a cult?
No, it's not necessarily a cult. It's an organization. It was masonry, like, you know, stone masons.
Yeah.
Building up, like... It says building up buildings, like, from started in Egypt and then came to England.
So the Egyptians...
I'm assuming... Yeah, probably.
And I mean, Egypt, it actually started in Egypt.
And, yeah. and the pyramids were made by aliens, so it started from aliens?
Well, the aliens are the Freemasons.
That's dude. How you... That's how you...
The plot unfolds, dumb. Man.
That's like so conspiracy theory.
That's what it is.
But it was basically saying they're like building, you know, these lodges and these grand lodges, which I'm assuming are, you know, giant buildings or whatever, for them to govern, is what it's saying.
So basically, control the people.
Right. So what you're saying is that these aliens that started from Egypt spread their knowledge so they know how to take over other lands and create, but they create their own homes and then they govern that. Like a whole right. country is a home. And then so. They could learn
they
to control that.
They take over the brain of George Washington.
They didn't take over. He is. He is
And
one.
Some of this is all speculative histories. So this is a lot of hearsay too. So I don't know, man. There's a lot.
The mystery.
Masons, I mean, bases are going back to, you know, 1300s. Even earlier.
We're going to find out.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
I wonder if we write like a massive conspiracy linkage story about the Freemasons, if like all of a sudden like we get like attacked in the dark or something like that.
Be
like, don't fucking make that
surprised.
Movie, you motherfucker. You know what happens if you make this shit? Do you know we're everywhere. It'll be like Fight Club.
They'll
be like,
let's see what this is.
They'll track you down. They're probably tracking.
That's what it's
right
gonna be like.
Down.
It's gonna be like Fight Club. They're gonna stop us and they're gonna blindfold us and be like, we're the ones who fix your cars. We're the ones who eat your. We're your dentists. we're the ones who push your buttons in the elevator. You do not want to fuck with us. We are the free fucking Masons. That's what it's gonna be, man. We're gonna die after this show.
Oh no.
No, I say I side with them, right? Not, I mean, they do positive stuff.
That,
I'm all for positive.
I think that they're actually pretty cool. I would like to join if I... Or I don't know if I would want to join, but I'm a woman, so they won't accept me. So.
Bullshit.
They will not accept you.
Bullshit.
Maybe I'll be the first female member with Beyonce.
With Beyonce.
Have you seen that? Like, online, people are like, Beyonce and Jay-Z are in the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. They are the Illuminati. So I hope... So maybe we'll get accepted into the Freemasons. We're pro Freemasons now. Is that good, or is that are people gonna be like?
We're
oh my
united
God.
With them.
Are they gonna be like?
And shovels and
are people gonna be totally pissed off at us if we're like, oh, Freemasons are good?
Who knows?
Or are they gonna be like, oh shit, no, you guys crossed the line this time. You started going pro black arts cult. Freemasonry.
Yeah. I'm for pro.
They're just people that built America, basically.
They just
now
built
they
America.
Control it through the. Hidden shadows.
Well, listen. Let me ask you this.
There's one of them right there.
Let me ask you this.
Looking out in the window through.
If you built something, you have the right to own it, to run it.
Yeah, well.
They started America.
So there you go. That's how it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's
Freemasons, they built the world.
That's right. Freemasons built the world. I hope we educated you on this special educational show of the Carolyn and Joe show. Brian, thanks for joining us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Carolyn, Freemasons.
Freemasons for life.
So please go check out astrayproductions.com. They produce this show. Check out my work at goastray.tumblr. Updated work. Check out Carolyn's work. Where can you find Carolyn's work?
At curls-studio.com.
That's right. What about you, Brian? Are you online?
No.
You're on Insta.
I'm a Freemason. Yes, I don't get online.
He's internet AWOL. That's what he is, right. Man. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Thank you, Brian, for being on the show.
Right, thank you.
You.
Yes. Catch you later, Carolyn.
23 Skidoo.